is a message from one of our Sunday celebrations, and you can find out more about Jubilee by visiting our website at www.jubilee.org.uk.
Adam mentioned a little bit earlier that we would talk about Mothering Sunday today. Now, I'm going to let you into something here, okay? This is the inside track of what it is to be a church leader. Mothering Sunday can be a tricky day in church life. Because actually the reality is for some people, maybe for some of you this morning, Mother's Day is a really exciting, really fun day. You look forward to it. You celebrate it. You might enjoy celebrating your own mum. You might have kids who are celebrating you. And it's a highlight of the year. But I'm very, very aware for others, and maybe for some of you this morning, actually, it may not look like that. Actually, it might be a day of some pain and difficulty. Maybe you haven't had the opportunity to have children of your own. Maybe your own mother is no longer with us. Maybe the memories of your childhood growing up and what your mum was like actually aren't so great. And for you, it's a difficult day. Or actually, it might just be a mix of many of those things. You might think, oh, actually, I'll tick some of those boxes, and there's a whole melee, a whole mix of emotions that surround a day like Mother's Day. So what to do? What do you do with that? Well, I think the first thing we do is acknowledge it and just say it how it is and go, you know what, it's like that. And it's different for different people, and it's right that we acknowledge that this morning. But also what we want to do is to celebrate those of you who are mothers, either to your birth, adopted, or fostered children. We want to celebrate you and thank God for you. But also for those of you, perhaps in the wider sense, who are mothers in the church, i.e. you love and you care for those in our church family. And maybe you've got that relationship with some smaller people or some younger people that you seek to encourage and bless and help in their journey with God. And if that's you, we want to celebrate you as well this morning and thank God for you as well. And to help us do that, I have asked this morning three mums to share with us a little. And each one taking a characteristic of a godly mother. Are you looking forward to that? I'm really looking forward to this. And Hilary is going to be talking about being loving. Sue is talking about being encouraging. And Chrissy is talking about being prayerful. Okay, so that's what they're going to share. Well, I think we'll go in that order. So Hilary's going to talk about being loving, Sue about being encouraging, and Chrissy about being prayerful. So shall we pray? And let's pray for them, and then look forward to what they're going to bring to us. Does that sound good? Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you this morning, Lord God, for those who are mothers in our church, whether it be to children that are part of their own family or whether it be to those in the wider church family. Father, we celebrate them and thank you for them and thank you for all they bring to us. We also pray this morning for those who find today tough and difficult and pray that they would know your presence and your comfort where memories might be hard. But Lord, we pray now for those who are going to share with us. Lord, we thank you for and pray for Hilary and Sue and Chrissy. And Father, we pray for your blessing on them as they share. We pray, Lord, that they would be an encouragement and a challenge to us in what they bring. We pray you bless them and bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's welcome Hillary up first.
I don't really like being up here, to be honest. And I've been told to, or been asked, sorry, to speak on being loving. And I've been told I've got 5 minutes. Now, I'm not very good at that side of things either. And already, I have written something down here, but already I'm going off script. Thank you, David, for your talking about joy. It's something I struggle with, to be honest. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit, isn't it? And it's one that I actually struggle with. But so is love. Love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, and it comes from our Heavenly Father. I did start to think about what is love, and some 50 years ago, when Martin and I were dating, there used to be a cartoon in the Daily Mail, I think it was it the Daily Mail, that said love is, and it got various little things like love is holding hands. We still do that, actually. Buying a present for no reason, sharing your last chocolate. There was one that Martin cut out for us that says, sharing your clotted cream. To be fair, both of us thought that was actually one step too far. to make it spiritual, you know, our love is sometimes finite. God's isn't. But what's the Bible tell us about love? I looked at 1 Corinthians 13, and many of you will know this passage. It's very often read out at weddings and what have you. And it's a list of things that love is and love is not. And for the purposes of time, I'm just going to concentrate on what love is. In verse 4, love is patient, love is kind. It doesn't envy or boast or is proud. And verse 7, it said it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Now I look at that and I think, oh, I'm failing already. I'm failing on the patience bit. To be honest, I tried to be kind, but being patient is quite difficult, particularly when you have children. I'm glad that Graham said what he said earlier, because it's a mixed emotion for me, Mother's Day. We don't really do a great deal of celebrating it. I did have a little parcel come yesterday, but I have 5 children. I have 12 grandchildren. I have a great-grandchild. And during the time that I've been bringing up our children, we did 12 years of childminding. For those of you who are looking for childcare, I charged 50p an hour. Wow. And if you had 2 children, it was 75p, so, you know. But anyway, but I didn't have to be Ofsted and all that stuff, but did have to be registered. And we also looked after children in the care of the local authority. And they're painful experiences, but they're lovely experiences. And as Graham has already alluded to, sometimes we're mothers for a time or for a season. And I count many of those children that I've encountered as very much part of our family. And David wrote in Psalm 127 that children are heritage from the Lord. The Good News Bible uses more understandable words like a gift or a blessing. And I do feel truly blessed to have the children that I have. Paul's letter to Titus talks about urging women to love their husbands and their children, and the word there is about the nurturing and the caring and the being practical in their love, in their looking after of children. But loving isn't always easy, and it can be painful. And for those of you that have young children, I would say in many ways that is the easy part. It doesn't feel it when you're exhausted and you're getting up several times a night, but you have your children there with you. But there are painful times. Our children move away. Sometimes it's for good reasons. The first day at school or going off for the first residential when we have to let go and somebody else is in control of our children. Sometimes it's because they make different choices. They make choices that we might fear are going to leave them into pain. But still we love. And one of the things, it's forgotten me now, one of the things that I noticed in, I worked quite a lot in end-of-life care as a nurse, and I don't think it matters at what age your children are. They are still your children, and that love that you have for them is a motherly love. I just remembered earlier, sorry, I've no idea, I didn't even look at what time I started. In my granny's church many, many years ago, there used to be three little old dears that used to sit at the front of church. And then we discovered that the lady who brought them, the older of the three ladies, was 104, and she would go in her car to pick up her two 80-year-old daughters to take them to church. You kind of think by then you've can make your own choices, don't you? But anyway, a mother's love goes on. I'm just going to finish with part of my testimony, which I had the first four of my children very young. I was 25, I'd got four children, and I was already childminding. I was fairly confident in my ability to look after young children. And I put my youngest son at the time to bed as a perfectly healthy, happy child that had been playing prior to going to bed. And an hour later, I went in and he was blue and lifeless in his bed. And I picked him up and, you know, thankfully he started to breathe again as I picked him up. And he went into hospital and there were investigations which drew no conclusions. 40 years later, we have an answer, but there were no conclusions at the time. And I brought him home from hospital and suddenly I had this real fear that this could happen again. And this kind of took over my life. I got a baby monitor. I'd never had a baby monitor before. They weren't wireless in those days. So I got wires going up and down the stairs so that I could hear if my son was breathing. He was 10 months old. And this was exhausting. So I went to bed one night. Martin's fast asleep. He used to get up at 4:30 in the morning to milk cows. So he's well away. Just about to nod off to sleep, and I thought, I've got to go and check on him. I've got to go and check on him again. And I went into his room, and he's perfectly okay. And I came back, and I cried out to God. I said, I can't do this. I cannot do this on my own. I think it's the best thing I ever did, actually, you know, when it comes to being a mother. Cry out to God and say, I can't do this on my own. Yeah. And he gave me a scripture which was encouraging to me. But with it came peace, a peace that was absolutely tangible, and a picture of my son. And because this is going out, I wasn't going to use names, but it's a very common name. So my son, Ben, in the palm of our Heavenly Father's hand. And I remember going to sleep that night. It's a good job I've got a hanky, because, you know, you can blub when you're up here, can't you? I went to bed that night knowing that whether Ben lived or died, he was in his father's hand. And Ben hasn't had an easy life. And I still see him pictured in the palm of his Heavenly Father. And it's not because God's love is individual. That is an individual picture for my Ben. But it is also where I put the other children in my life, my children. And there is no better place and there's no better love than being able to hand over. I think when I said to Graham after 24 hours of thinking about it that I would talk flippantly, I'm thinking, let go and let God. And I'm just going to finish with a part of a scripture, which is also a chorus. Paul's letter to Timothy. I know whom I have believed, and I'm convinced that he is able to guard what I've entrusted to him until that day.
Amen. Amen. That's great, Hilary. Well done. Thank you ever so much. Fantastic. Let's welcome Sue up, talking about being encouraging. You're going to be great. Is that the sort of thing?
Professor, okay. Yeah. I'm going to be brief, I think, I'll speak slowly. So yeah, I wanted to talk. Well, I didn't want to talk. I was asked if I'd talk about encouragement, and I'm very happy to talk about encouragement because actually, I've, you know, from my experience, being encouraged is one of the most positive things that anybody can do for you, and it really lifts you up. So, what is it, and why is it important? If we remind ourselves of what encouragement is, the practical reason of why as of benefit to us all really becomes obvious to me. The Oxford Dictionary defines encouragement as the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. And if we can give others support, confidence, and or hope, why wouldn't we do it? It seems obvious, doesn't it? A bit about me. I remember being a really shy child. I remember doubting myself in almost every situation, looking back. And I remember thinking that I would never be able to do so many different things. I guess, hopefully, maybe, some people can relate to that as well. I'm really thankful that I had an encouraging mum and dad as well. I lost count of the number of times that she would be in my bedroom at night. Now I'm going to get emotional. Think about being up here. Just for you, Jay, just for you. You know, telling me I can do it. Of course I can do it. I just need to do this and then this and then this and leave it to God, leave it in his hands and you can do it. And how she had the patience with me. Now I'm a mum. Looking back, I can't imagine because I was hard work. I know I was. But I remember that both my parents, their encouragement improved my self-esteem. It improved my confidence and it helped me to achieve. It gave me courage and it felt good then. And it feels good now when people give that to you now. And I really genuinely would not have passed my GCSE computer studies had it not been for my mum. I remember so many times just being in tears about the fact that I didn't have a clue and I wouldn't be able to do it. And I got a C. I passed it. And I think that was probably one of my mum's proudest moments more than me because she put all the effort in encouraging me. But it's unsurprising that encouragement is featured as an important tool in the current NSPCC Positive Parenting Guide. You know, remembering how it feels then and remembering how it feels today, I really try and be an encouraging mum to my children. And I do see the product of that. You know, you can go there in a situation where they just feel beyond themselves, helpless, and you just tell them that actually, but you can, you know, just and instruct them a little bit, and before you know it, they're believing in themselves and they're doing it, and it's so rewarding to encourage other people. So I try and be encouraging to my children, and I try and find opportunity to encourage others as well. But it's not just a good thing to do. You know, the Bible instructs us all to encourage one another and build each other up. That's in Thessalonians chapter 5, 11. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, it reads, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." The scriptures are full of promises to us that help us to know who we are and how loved we are. And it's the very tool that we can use to encourage each other in our lives. How different all of our faith journeys could look if we encouraged using the scriptures' promises on a regular basis. We need to remember, though, that it isn't just children that need encouragement. You know, we as adults do need encouragement at different times in different areas of our lives as we go through life. But we all need it, and we can all offer it too. It isn't something, you know, it's not something that's just for some people. Everybody's got the ability to offer encouragement in different situations. We perhaps just need to be mindful of it and think about it. Perhaps you could encourage someone today. Perhaps you could set out to make encouragement part of your daily routine, an active part of, do you know what, this isn't something that perhaps I do regularly enough. I'm going to really concentrate on planning this in. But, you know, we can build each other up in Christ by encouraging each other, and encouragement fosters encouragement, and it can just grow and grow. So that's all I have prepared. Thank you.
That was excellent. Well done. Thank you very much for sharing that. Chrissy. Being prayerful.
Well, them two are...
Maybe I should have given you being joyful.
I think they come hand in hand. Yeah, I think they come hand in hand. Well, I must say, these two are a tough act to follow, so I wasn't nervous, but now I am. So, yeah, happy Mother's Day, everybody. And for those of you who are not mums, happy Mothers-to-be Day. And for those of you who are dads who are trying to negate your way through both being a mum and a dad, happy Parent Day to you, because you do a great job. So, yeah, I was asked to pray about being a prayerful mum. So being a mum is one of the most amazing, most rewarding jobs in the world. I absolutely love. Being a nanny is just a little bit better than that, but it's great. It's great. But it's also one of the most toughest jobs. It's really tough. Being a daughter of a mum as well can be really tough if they're strong-willed and stubborn, believe me. But being a person full of faith, we've got to believe that even through the tough times, we have a God who's for us, not against us, a God who's with us, a God who wants everything the best for us. And we know that, and we believe that as parents. As individuals, whether you're a parent or not, that's the truth. That's the power of prayer. So, yeah, as mums and dads, we sometimes spend time worrying about our children's future, especially nowadays if you listen to the news. And sometimes we can also spend our time worrying about these new cultures that are coming out, up-and-coming cultures that are coming out in society. But you know what? We have a God who's for us, you know? And even though the world sometimes screams at us, oh, my goodness, you've got to protect your child from that and just keep them away from that and just watch up. Yes, it's true. We need to be wise and protect. God has blessed us with these children, whether they're personally ours or not, we are blessed with them. So yeah, we need to be wise, but above all, we need to know we have a God in whom we can trust, in whom we can believe. Like Hillary said, she saw Ben in the palm of his hands, and that's every single one of us. It really is. So there's a scripture that I want to share. It's in Luke 11, 9 to 13. And it says, "So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. Seek and keep seeking, and you will find. Knock and you will find, as the door will be opened. For anyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking persistently will find. And those who keep on knocking persistently, the door will be opened. What father or mother among you, if your son or daughter asked for a fish, you'd give them a snake? Or if they ask for an egg, you would give them a scorpion. If you then, being evil," in other words, in the nature of sinfulness as we are, "know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who continue to ask and seek?" And I think that's the thing. Personally, in my life, I can testify and truly, truly testify today, without doubt, without even a shadow of a doubt, that miracles still happen. I know many people think of the Old Testament and even in New Testament days, oh, all these miracles. But miracles happen every single day. There's not a day a miracle doesn't happen. And that's God, that's entrusting our God with our children. Miracles happen. I entrusted my children, and we went through some really hard times as they grew up, as what Hillary said. Sometimes it's easier when they're little, they grow up, and you go through trialing times. And there was times we went through that I thought my son wouldn't be alive because of things he got involved with. And God brought him through, miraculously brought him through. I also went through a time being a daughter of a beautiful mum who refused to accept the Lord in her life, who was so angry and really struggled with the fact of my faith, really struggled with that. Many times saying, oh, gee, you still believe in the tooth fairy? You still believe in Santa, Chrissy? Come on, you've worked with children too long. It's time to grow up. But you know what? In the last couple of months of her life, through this hard-crusted lady where the world was screaming at me, give up. Give up. Why are you still praying after 30 years? Give up. I said, no, no, I will never, ever give up because miracles happen. And in the last couple of months of my mum's life, she committed her life to the Lord. And before she passed away, there was so much peace. I was in her room. She was dying. We were in a nursing home. Staff was running into us because they were like, wow, it's so crazy out there. There's so much love and peace in this room. Can we stay here with you? And I'm looking at them thinking, wow, wow, this is a lady who's dying, yet there's more peace here. You know, miracles happen. God is faithful. Please don't ever, ever, ever give up praying and believing. When we pray, we believe. You know, we are visionaries. We can see things happening. Let's continue to pray and believe for our children, for other people's children, for those around us who God has blessed us with their company, for anybody going through difficulties. And as Sue said, let's encourage when somebody turns around and the world turns around and says, it's a hopeless situation. He's too hooked on drugs or she's too much in this. No, no, no. There is nothing, nothing impossible or too difficult for our God. He's amazing. He's a faithful God in every way. And he has never failed me yet. And he will never fail us. So thank you, Lord.
That was great, wasn't it? Thank you, each of you, for sharing so well and honestly, telling something of your own personal stories. What an encouragement and what a challenge to us as well, to be those who are loving and encouraging and prayerful. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for, Lord, what we see in Scripture. We thank you for what you have instructed us to be like. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that you give us, that you fill us with, Lord, to enable us to be like this. Lord, we know we can't be those loving and encouraging and prayerful people on our own. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace. We receive your grace afresh this morning. And Lord, we thank you that by your Spirit, you help us with these things. And so, Father, we pray that we would see evidences of the Holy Spirit at work in one another. We pray, Lord, that we would receive the challenge from this morning to be those who are loving and encouraging and prayerful. And Lord, we pray you'd make us like that and this church like it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Church podcast. Feel free to check out our website at www.jubilee.org.uk or come along on any Sunday morning.